So what was your first job? All right, my first job, I just started unloading containers in Melbourne. And then I started working as with a forklift, and I just moved to breaking walls and demolitions through the sites. What else? Gardening, then a waiter, then what else? Barber. Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, but my first one was unloading containers. And what did you like and dislike about this job? I mean, nothing to complain. Probably the beginning, just complaining that I couldn't work in the things that I'm just studied for in my hometown. I just graduated in civil engineer and just arriving here in Australia with non-English. Quite high, zero in English, and I don't know, I mean, nothing to dislike. Just today I can say that it was pretty good time learning with a lot of good and new things. And what I liked, I don't know, something new, something different. But yeah, I would love if I could work in the things that I used to study in Brazil, in my hometown, did in my hometown as a civil engineer. And what else? So what was the biggest challenge and how did you deal with it? Oh, man, English, of course, English barrier. The language, our language is, it's terrible when you try like understanding someone and then you want to say something and then actually say the wrong thing and then everyone thinks that you want to say something and actually don't want to. So English barrier, definitely. How did you find out about it? About my job, just a friend of mine. I was in a gym and then I just talked with him and then he just offered me one position. That's it. How did you apply? Okay. How did you convince them you have the skills to this job? Man, no skills. It's just unloading containers, so not a big deal. What did you learn at this job that you took to your next job? English, man. I'll say the English. Believe it or not, unloading containers. I start talking a lot with everyone and learning a lot with new vocabulary and with new stuff. So yeah, that's pretty good, like vocabulary. What else? What did you learn about yourself doing this job? I just learned myself that you need to be humble to understand that every job is a job. Whatever you do, if you flip a burger, just flip a good burger. And if you're an engineer, just be a good engineer. What did you do after this job? Just what I said at the beginning of the audio, just keep going and just keep working with a lot of things. What tip you would give to job seekers for a humanitarian background eager to get their first job in Tasmania? Man, just be yourself, be honest in the first thing first, just be very honest with everyone. Just be humble. Don't be silly. You know, like try and put someone else back. So just be humble. Go there presentially to the place you want to work. Just talk with the manager, introduce yourself, and just be yourself. That's it. And yeah, I think it's pretty much it. 4 minutes audio, that's massive. Probably if you want to add something, now in my last job, I just, after 2 years, I just got back to my field. So I just got back to the track. I'm just back to a civil engineer. I'm working today at JMG company. I'm responsible to build Mona. So it's a nice company.